Love, Loss, and Duty, Ukraine's Photojournalists Share Stories of War, Date Modified 2025-02-24T00:55:58.265Z, Description: Moving accounts of some of the men and women behind the striking images that have encapsulated the war. Love, Loss, and Duty, Ukraine's Photojournalists Share Stories of War, February 24, 2025, Save, George Burke, BBC News, Save, Valeria Dymenko / DSNS, In the 3 years since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine, hundreds of photographers have documented the human impact of the war on the front line and in civilian areas. Some of them have shared stories about their photos which have appeared in BBC coverage since February 2022. Vilada and Kostiantin Liberav. Prior to the full-scale war, this husband and wife team worked as wedding and portrait photographers in the Black Sea port city of Odessa. They soon moved from capturing love stories to documenting Russian war crimes, recalls Vilada. She knows firsthand the risks in her work. An explosion on a visit to the Donetsk region in 2023 left her with shrapnel lodged deep in her side, which doctors decided could not be removed. Kostiantin Liberav / Libkos via Getty Images, the recent Ukrainian offensive in the Russian region of Kursk has taken its toll on Ukraine's soldiers. This powerful shot taken by Kostiantin Liberav in the summer of 2024 was featured in Paul Adams' report on the Ukrainian offensive over the Russian border in Kursk. A soldier is seen consoling his desperate comrade after returning from an assault in which a fellow serviceman was killed. For Liberav, the image mirrors some of the confusion within the military over the operation. To lose your friend in an attack inside Russia, rather than defending our country in Ukraine, is very difficult, he said. I took this photo because of the emotional impact it had on me. It says a lot about the situation and how hard it was for them. Photographing such deeply affecting scenes has taken its toll on local photojournalists. It's not something we talk about a lot with colleagues as it's painful, says Vilada. You are in a very hard situation, and no one quite understands what the solution can be. One 2023 photo of hers captures a member of Ukraine's White Angels police unit after an unsuccessful attempt to convince one of the last remaining residents to leave the eastern city of Aaiivka before Russian forces sweep in. Vilada Liberav / Libkos via Getty Images. Ukraine's White Angels are often the last officers to patrol frontline towns before they are captured. The story was part of a BBC article on a devastating 24-hour Russian bombardment. A man had asked the police unit to evacuate his brother from the basement of a burnt-out building, and yet he still refused to leave. The next day we could not return because of hard shelling, Vilada remembers. The situation got much worse and I'm not sure he could have survived. It hurts knowing you cannot return to these places. In documenting so much loss and suffering, the couple have found a deeper appreciation of moments of joy. Dmytro, who has fought in Ukraine for more than a decade, was photographed after his wife gave birth in March 2024. We used to take photos of him in the trenches. And then you see this big, brave soldier crying while he takes his small daughter in his hands. And you understand soldiers like him fight for these moments. Not just for themselves, but for everyone in Ukraine. Kostiantin Liberav / Libkos via Getty Images, even some of Ukraine's most hardy soldiers have found moments of joy away from the fighting. Valeria Dymenko. Since 2016, Valeria Dymenko has chronicled the work of Ukraine's State Emergency Service, DSNS, in the northeastern Sumy region, and she now joins rescue teams deployed to areas hit by Russian shelling. It's always difficult, you never know what danger awaits you. It is especially difficult when residential buildings come under attack. One moment engraved on her memory involved a striking image featured in a story in March 2024 showing emergency workers at the scene of a 5-story building that collapsed after Russian shelling, with residents still inside. Valeria Dymenko / DSNS. DSNS responders are often first on the scene following missile strikes on buildings and infrastructure. Valeria recalls how emergency workers attended the site for 4 days straight. They found 4 dead, but never recovered the body of a missing girl. There was a doll on one of the upper floors, it meant a child was living there, and there may have been more. Although all her colleagues are emotionally stretched, she wants the world to see their work. "We give every last ounce of strength to document Russia's crimes against peaceful Ukrainians." Valeria Demenko/DSNS, Demenko recalls one terrible search when a man lost his family in 1 second, after Russian missiles hit a residential building in the city of Sumy in October 2024. Alexander Ermokenko. Alexander Ermokenko has spent the past 11 years documenting Ukraine's war as a photojournalist in the eastern Donetsk region. "He has often reported in Russian-controlled territory too, and never thought I'd be photographing war in my home." The fear on the face of the owner of a destroyed house is the same on both sides of the front. "It is always important to show that blood has the same red color." The BBC has less access to photojournalists reporting from Russia, as the Kremlin restricts access to international journalists and Russian news agencies are largely state-run. The BBC approached a Russia-based photographer to contribute to this story but received no response. Alexander Ermokenko/Reuters, "This photo 3 days before Russia's full-scale invasion shows pro-Russian activists celebrating Russia's decision to claim Donetsk as an independent entity. In the above picture, Ermokenko captured jubilant pro-Russian activists on February 21, 2022 after Vladimir Putin declared their eastern region independent. It was published as part of the BBC's coverage of that fateful moment. He describes how the photo came about accidentally, a powerful reminder of the potential impact of a photographer's split-second decision to raise their camera." Alexander Ermokenko/Reuters, "The Mariupol theater was bombed by Russian warplanes while being crowded with hundreds of people. Ukraine said 300 people were killed when Russian planes bombed Mariupol theater in March 2022. The following month, Alexander Ermokenko captured this image, featured in Hugo Bachiga's report, in which the photographer conveys the aftermath of a massacre alongside everyday life. "The destruction was absolute," he remembers, "with destroyed nine-story buildings looking like a Hollywood set. But they are real, and recently inhabited by people. What was most surprising was that life continued, despite the fighting in neighboring streets. People looked calm, but in fact they were deeply shocked by what was happening." Alexander Ermokenko/Reuters, "Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant has remained a key target throughout the war, having been seized by Russia in March 2022. This photo, used in our live reporting of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant shelling in November 2022, illustrates the difficulty in photographing the war. Pictures of the plant were rare at that time," says Ermokenko. "It is constantly under guard, though the soldiers themselves perfectly illustrate the situation. Despite the challenges he and his colleagues face," he says, "the war is not only a part of my professional career, but a big part of my whole life. No matter how difficult it is, I will continue." Alina Smutko, Alina Smutko/Reuters, Alina Smutko captured this scene of a White Angels officer reaching out to a resident of Toretsk prior to an oncoming Russian assault in July 2024, based in Kyiv. Alina Smutko understands the human impact of this war through her work as a photojournalist and from personal experience. "I've experienced Russian missiles and drone attacks on the city almost non-stop for 3 years. During this time, I've been constantly worried about my parents, child, friends, and colleagues." She feels lucky that her home is intact and her loved ones alive, after witnessing a missile attack on her neighborhood from her bedroom window. Alina Smutko/Reuters, "Russian missiles hit President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown of Kryvyi Rih in June 2023, forcing many residents out of the apartment blocks hit by strikes. Initially, she and her friends and family would check in with each other on a daily basis after the full-scale Russian invasion. But the frequency of attacks has forced residents to learn to live with the war and maintain as normal a life as possible. The toll on her profession has been hard. We see how our colleagues, photojournalists in particular, were killed or wounded during this invasion. We lost one of our team members, and another colleague has been badly wounded." Alina Smutko/Reuters, "Air raid alerts often force people to shelter in Kyiv's metro stations. This resident sits in front of a mural depicting the inside of a theater. Smutko tries not to overthink what she does, but believes it is important to share the effects of the war with the world. I think it helps somehow, but I don't believe in the idea that a picture can stop a war. If it could, we would not have lost so many lives here. I still believe that documenting is important. Because if something hasn't been photographed, it hasn't happened. This work has to be done, I just do my best. Top image shows a member of the emergency services attending a fire resulting from a Russian strike on a gas depot, near the border in northeastern Sumy in May 2024. Documentary photography war in Ukraine. Photography Ukraine.